I now work as a cinematographer because the main reason for me to become a filmmaker is that I wanted to tell stories like mine. Seeing what the media is like, I was like, I have other things to say. That is not what these guys are saying. I was born in 1993 in Syria, in Damascus. My dad moved around a lot because of his work, so we moved with him. So every 2 years we would live in a different city in Syria, like Damascus, Aleppo, and like Homs. Growing up, I had a pretty nice childhood, really beautiful. My mum had cancer quite a few times until I was 14, and then she had her third cancer and she passed away. Well, that's when the like kind of life started to get quite difficult. And then a few years later, we had the Arab Spring and Syria got quite bad. I was hopeful, but I was scared, protesting. I was arrested twice. I almost died during a bombing and really sort of wanted things to get better, but they never did. And I just found myself in Turkey. Initially, temporarily, kept going back and forth and eventually decided to study university in Istanbul. So I went with dental prosthetics. I applied for work permit and then three times and didn't get that. When I couldn't work, things started to look ugly again. And then I found myself on a dinghy from Turkey to Greece. Made my way to France, crossing Europe, walking buses, trains. And then I spent a year in Calais, in a camp, refugee camp called the Jungle. So after a year in Calais, trying to cross to the UK, nothing worked. My last one was that we went and bought a suitcase. I put myself in a suitcase, almost suffocated. It all felt like a dream, really, but then made it then to London Victoria Station. And then I claimed asylum in the UK, and I had to wait 3.5 years to get asylum. So I lived in Manchester for a year and a half. During that time, I worked cash in hand in a cafe, sort of experiencing modern slavery. I was getting paid £35 a day for a 12-hour shift. But during that time, I had a big passion for filmmaking. So I saved for a camera, like a cheap camera and a laptop. I started filming my friends and myself and editing all these footage together. Started sort of teaching myself. So eventually I moved to London. I think home is, I used to think it's a physical place where the land is, but I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's firstly love, and secondly, what you surround yourself with. It's the smell, it's the light, the air, the senses, it's the people that make you feel like you're home. To be honest, like I never understood what a refugee is. When I left Syria, like I didn't know if I was a refugee or not. When I lived in Turkey, I didn't know if I was a refugee or not. I never really understood. I've never thought I was a refugee. I think the word itself is a beautiful one, but it needs to be preserved. I have a garden where like I'm growing vegetables, which what my mum's family used to do back in Syria. I never sort of thought that I was interested in that, but it's only now when I'm 30 that I'm like sort of going back and it's created that sort of connection with my childhood.